Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday. Today is February the 28th. Not the last day of the month, because this leap year. Tomorrow is leap day, February the 29th. But I must, before I go any further, welcome you to Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports. This is GOP Primaries Tuesday edition of Cluster Shock Entertainment Reports. So thank you for joining me for today. And I know the show usually airs at 5:30, but it's 7:30 and everything. So I thank you. And I'm just ecstatic and kind of excited for today being a Super Tuesday. And happy pancake, National Pancake Day. I love pancakes. I did not eat pancakes for breakfast this morning. It's been ages since I had Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. And I just had a bowl of yummy, yummy Frosted Flakes. They're great. Tony the Tiger, I love it. But I love pancakes, you know, being down here in Mississippi especially. But happy National Pancake Day. I hear that IHOP is serving free pancakes. So IHOP is always packed anyway, so better get there. I didn't even realize it was National Pancake Day until I was listening to the Tom Jordan Morning Show. And then I had seen on Adam and Eve's adult store Facebook page that it was National Pancake Day. Also, I wish it was National Pancake Day. Hello to the guests in the chat room. The chat room is open. And also the number 714-409-0614. I would like to hear from my listeners in Michigan. Tell me what's up with Super Tuesday. What's going on up there regarding the GOP primaries? Last night, Mitt Romney had him a fantastic party in Royal Oak, Michigan. Many of you might have seen the footage. I'm tuned to Morning Joe right now, and they just showed some of the footage of Kid Rock performing Born Free Live. And Kid Rock and I happen to know each other, and haven't seen each other in person in ages, but we happen to know each other. I've known him since before his name became a household name. He used to frequent down here in Mississippi often. He wrote even a lot of tunes down here in the South and in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. But they rocked last night, Born Free. And Kid Rock was like, if you're going to help Detroit, but you know Kid Rock is from Romeo, Michigan, right on the outskirts of Detroit, and if you're really going to help the state of Mississippi, you know, I'm here for you. And Kid Rock was a big Obama supporter during the last election. But I have posted the video, a couple of videos from last night's performance at the event in Royal Oaks, Michigan, and also the song Jackson, Mississippi, which Kid Rock and his band released like 5 years ago. I love that song, and the video was made on the Mississippi River and everything. Pretty awesome song, rocking song. So I posted that video also. But I also have posted an ad that Santorum is advertising today in Michigan. And I hear also that he's really going after Democratic votes also. I just seen a story. If not on Morning Joe, it was on Fox News. Now, the primaries in Mississippi, the Mississippi primaries are not scheduled until March the 13th. I'm a member of a GOP, Madison County GOP Facebook group. And Mary McLaurin, who is the administrator and also over in Madison County GOP, ladies org, stated that Newt Gingrich is already scheduled to come to Tupelo, Mississippi, and the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken, on March the 8th. And before we broadcast, I'll give more detail. But it's not the location of his Jackson appearance. It's not been confirmed yet, but he is scheduled to appear in Tupelo first, and then later on that day, come to Jackson, Mississippi, the capital, where I am right now. And I know Santorum had already started campaigning. His campaign is like Mississippi Santorum. And there's a group called Mississippi Santorum that those that are supporting Santorum or campaigning for Santorum can contact. They have, you know, a Facebook page, and, you know, visit their, and that Facebook page can lead you elsewhere to where you can be directed to promote and campaign for Rick Santorum. That's here in Mississippi. But today, they say it's real close between Romney and Santorum in Michigan. Different polls, I think most polls have Romney in the lead. I just want to shout out all my Facebook friends and online friends and real-life friends who are just keeping up with the election period, that are keeping up with all the candidates, even our president, whom I do love and support, even our president, because it's important for us to know what is going on with all of them, Obama included, President Obama included. I like to show respect. I love to say either President Obama or President Barack. Just like I like to say, anybody who knows me know I like to say Mr. and Miss. If your name is Mary, Miss Mary. If your name is Jeff, Mr. Jeff. But, you know, when people say, well, just call me by my first name, you don't have to say all that. That's pretty cool. I also want to congratulate Matt Kenseth for winning the Daytona 500. I was up all night watching all the activities around the race. I mean, my goodness. I guess after the first situation occurred with Danica's car and a couple other drivers, I was keeping up with what was going on. And then I started channel surfing, watching The Voice, watching The Bachelor. They're looking for a new Bachelor now for the, you know, next time they do The Bachelor. And news and just everything, watching E! News and doing, then also squeezing work in between. But the race, that was just weird, the different stuff that kept occurring. Then the race finally got back, you know, on track. And I think I clicked to another channel. Then when I turned back, it was like fire, emergency vehicles everywhere. And just thank God no one was seriously injured last night. So after all that, I missed seeing Matt win. You know, I was knocked out sleep at 1 o'clock. But congratulations. I think I awakened probably right before 3. So congratulations for that big win. So I have seen footage, and I have posted footage on my social networking pages also. So we have about 10 more minutes, and then I'm looking at news updates. Even though I've been watching news and picking up the internet news and so on, I did not even listen to follow-up stories regarding the shooting that happened in Ohio. I'm just not seeing where the second victim has died. So I just send my love and my condolences to the families that were affected by this shooting that happened in Ohio at a school there. That's just sad. I send my love also to the young man who did the shooting. So we all just must pray for one another. Yesterday in my neighborhood, something happened. You know, I'm always telling you all about like crime situations that happened in my North Jackson suburban area. And sometimes you see the news footage that I post. And at the elementary that I attended from grades 3rd through 6th grade, a neighboring home was home invaded by masked men. And they had to put the elementary school that I attended on lockdown. And so I know that was a scary situation for the faculty and staff and the kids at the school. And so, you know, I don't think they caught the guys, but, you know, I'm just, again, we have to continue praying for safer streets. And then if you're at home, because I think the homeowner was even at home when this occurred. And so not even pray for safer streets, but pray for our safety within our own personal spaces, you know. And this is something that happens in our own small communities and cities and rural areas and just everything in big cities and little towns and all across the world. So we just have to, you know, just keep on praying for world peace, for community peace, and for a better economy, more jobs, and safer streets, and to be safe in our own domain, you know. So to me, the politicians that really work hard with the people on helping to achieve goals of that sort, you know, whomever it be, from local government to national government, I mean, that's what we the people should always put in office, you know, and, you know, those that are willing to work with us and interact with us, regardless of, really. But I don't want to be going on and on. Hello to one of my guests. I have guests in my chat room. And please bring up a topic or talk about the election, talk about the primaries, talk about Daytona 500 or what your thoughts about the Academy Awards. So this is just amazing. So remember to go by IHOP if you haven't eaten breakfast yet and get you some free pancakes. And there's something else I wanted to say. Oh, I was shouting out especially my Facebook friends. I love having a good civil dialogue with my Facebook friends. So all of my online friends, really, but my Facebook friends, you know, we really have a blast having, even when we disagree on certain things, we have civil dialogues and civil conversations, not just on politics, but just our everyday life, period. And it's a blast. It's fun when you can have civil dialogue with others, you know, really, and see things in a different way. And it's good to see things in the same way also. Like, wow, you think like that? Cool. So much fun. Some of my Facebook friends need to be guests in the very near future. You know, and you know who I'm talking about. You all know. So it's having a blast. It's cool. You know, it's when people get mean and rude and sort of cyber bullying. That's when things aren't fun anymore. I like stalking, even in person. That's not fun. But you can just have fun and have fun trash talking. If it's about sports or anything, that's fun. We also have a sense of humor. And then it's important for us to educate one another and share our thoughts and opinions and interests with one another and projects that we're working on. I mean, that's all about effectively networking, really. I started sipping on a tea this past weekend that I hope it'll really, like, jumpstart me to flattening my stomach and getting and I still need to go back to the gym. I plan on doing that next week. I'm experiencing PMS this week. I know too much information. But I do exercise and do my stretches. But I started sipping on the Super Dieter's Tea Cleanse this past weekend by Lacey Lee Bow Cinnamon Spice. I wasn't sure if it was effective or not, so I waited a few days before I mentioned it. And I think it is effective. It's America's number one brand of dietary tea. And it supports your weight loss efforts and helps eliminate impurities. It's a naturally caffeine-free, and it's a cleanse. So it appears to be effective. And so I have to be careful. I like taking vitamin supplements and so on. I'm not on a prescription medication or anything. Like a little over a year ago, I asked my doctor for a prescription of painkiller. I only took that like a month. The only thing I take are aspirin. And other than that, vitamin supplements. Around this time last year, I did like take Sensa. So I ingested Sensa. You know, I network a lot with Patty Stanger of Millionaire Matchmaker, and you know, she looks great. But sometimes I get kind of allergic when I take certain weight loss supplements, so I discontinued taking it. But my sister, she had already started ingesting it also, so I gave her my leftovers, and my sister looks great. She and her daughter they look great. She apparently is not allergic to it, but it was working, but I just had like an allergic reaction to it, so I stopped taking it. But it's effective and it works. Most people, I have not, I'm the only person I've heard of that have like a little allergic reaction to it. But, you know, they tell you on all these supplements, you know, what you can experience and what you can't experience. But, of course, I like Jillian Michaels' products. And also, I plan, because I've loved Bethany Frankel since before her name was a household name, when I just used to watch her on, I like morning shows, like Today Show and so on, before she even was on The Apprentice and what was it, Martha Stewart's show, one of those shows. I knew of her way before Housewives and so on, because I liked her presentations on morning shows regarding healthy eating and cooking. So I checking out her product, the Skinny Girl weight loss plan. Well, not even a weight loss plan, just healthy health plan, vitamins, health supplements in Walmart recently. And I'm going to try it out. But I know her products are all natural also. So looking forward to that. But just, you know, shout out to Jillian Michaels and Bethany and Patty and Spencer and so on. You know, great products. But back to politics. Have 2 more minutes of live streaming. And pretty much you have 2 minutes to call. We can continue talking after the live streaming stops at 714-409-0614. Are all of you following the 4 GOP candidates? If not, the Twitter usernames are very easy to follow. Basically, their names, at Mitt Romney, MITTROMNEY, at Rick Santorum, RICKSANTORUM, at Newt Gingrich, NEWTGINGRICH, and at Ron Paul, RONPAUL. And their websites are their names also. And then also, you know, if you follow and tweet them, you'll be led to their other websites and are campaigning for them. So, I just best wishes to all of the guys, all the GOP candidates. Have a super Tuesday, and best wishes to the states of Arizona and Michigan and just all of us all across America who's keeping up with the elections today. And like I said, my state of Mississippi will have primary scheduled and other primaries on March the 13th. And today's a big election day also for Ward 3, where potential council ladies are vying for the top position in Ward 3 as city council person, and that's Loretta Stokes and Joyce Jackson. So I send my best wishes to those 2 women of politics regarding their campaign today. And those of you in Ward 3, get out and cast your vote. It's in the Georgetown community. That my roots are in Georgetown, and I love, love, love Georgetown community. So best wishes to all of those ladies and all of my fellow City of Jackson. Thank you for tuning in, and the live streaming is over, so I guess I'll end the show also. So thank you for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. God bless.
Uh-huh, yeah. Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We gon' talk big money. I talk big honey. with Teresa. Sex on the beach, left love's thesis. They say the money tough, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?